Welcome home, darling. I have dinner going right now, and it'll still be a while before it finishes. What's wrong, sweetie? Baby, please, tell me what's wrong. Hey, know that I will never judge. Know that I always want to understand what's going on. Let's go somewhere and sit down. I'll probably be more comfortable doing it that way. Take my hand, honey. Since we're somewhere comfortable now, please do tell me what's wrong. If you're uncomfortable to say anything, that's fine too. But I do have some thoughts I want to tell you, my darling. May I hold your hand? Thank you, sweetie. I know you can't really hide it because I can tell from your body language and face. I know you want to act strong for the both of us. I get it. I'm not any different. I do it a lot, too. I harden myself so much to give off this authoritarian mask, but I'm just lying to myself more than anything. I even ask myself that question. How much more can I harden to the point where I break? There's a limit to how much a person can keep it in before it gushes out of within you. That's why I try to open up to you with my issues more. Tell you how I feel and what's eating me up. I know you want to seem strong to me, but you're just a human being. It's normal to have days where you want to crumble. Not every single day is going to be a good day, and not every day is going to be a bad day. You have my support in a lot of things you do. I want you to find yourself and find the joys that isn't just me. That's why I always encourage you to have hobbies and such. I know I barely talk about my brother much and rarely shed any positivity about him. He once told me that love is a choice. Love isn't some emotion or spark that Hollywood has so many people fooled for. Once the butterflies are gone, what is there left? Your thoughts about the person right next to you and their flaws. It is a choice if you want to accept those flaws or not. It is also a choice if you love them and accept them for who they are. When I was younger, I never understood what my brother meant back then. I was such a dumb girl back then, going around and getting my heart broken constantly. But then, I remember what my brother told me. He even used the analogy, if I were to have kids, your kids will do things you won't like, but you still have the choice to love them. I'm not saying, you know, not to care for them or anything, but you choose to love them even if they do act naughty or out of, you know, or have bad behaviors. It's a choice that a lot of good parents make, and I respect those type of parents. Then, if I could see Ken again, I would thank him for trying to look out for his rebellious younger sister. But, darling, know that whatever flaws and insecurities you have, I acknowledge them, and I choose to love you. You're never a baggage on me at all. You give me too much praise, sweetie. I wasn't always like this. I was very toxic, cruel, callous, and apathetic. I didn't care much for people back then. I always looked out for myself. Thought people were always baggage in a way, and everyone was just this horrible, horrible thing. And I was severely controlling back then with my past relationships. I always thought everyone was out to get us and that everyone around us is horrible. When I live in a toxic environment, all I knew growing up was to act and think that way. I'm not justifying what I did was right. Just, it was a hard life growing up and learning to understand others and put yourself in their shoes. It took me a while to grow out of that toxic mindset and maturing as well, but I am happy with my progress and that you never have to deal with my past self. I don't think I would ever forgive myself if you dealt with how I was back then. You're right. It's in the past. Sorry, this was supposed to be about you and I'm going on a tangent. What I'm going on with this is, know that you're a human being. A person that I love and hold so dearly to. I know you have your flaws, and I still do as well. Society keeps telling us to be this perfect mold, but no one is perfect. And just what is normal? It's what society themselves deem as right and wrong sometimes. Sure, I understand certain things are horrible and cannot be redeemed, but there are just people who are normal with different interests or flaws that so many look down on. You have all right to feel upset, and you have all right to not give me an explanation. But what I'm telling you is that, know that you're never a burden on me. I know I tell you this all the time, but I want to reassure you that you are never a bother to me. More than anything, it makes me happy whenever you do open up to me. And I always see that as a step. Me? I choose to understand and want to learn. That's why I encourage you to tell me whenever you feel ready. I want to understand you and give you any support and help that I can provide. I know I can be overbearing and bother you and persist on you to tell me about certain things. And I do want to apologize if I always bug you with that. I just want to understand you, want you to be heard instead of just being heard. Because in society, no one actually truly listens to no one. It just goes out in the other ear. I want to take the time to help in some ways that I can help you and make you smile. Your smile is what I strive for so much in life. You deserve happiness just as much as anyone that I care for in my life. I know things can be rough, but know that I am always here by your side when you need me. Even if it's not words, I'm here to give you physical comfort. Now, come here into my arms and cuddle with me. Darling, I love you so damn much. You can hold on to me as tightly as you want. I know how much you love it when I rub your back. I know we rarely do it as much since I've been so busy with work lately. But know that you can hold on to me as long as you need. You've probably been through so much. Comfort and warmth always helped me, and I'm always happy to provide that for you, darling. Know that you're always special to me. That you're a wonderful human being that I have ever laid my eyes upon. I love you so, so much. I love you, sweetie. I know there's issues I cannot fix and I cannot change you, but know that I want the best for you. I will be here to be your support and comfort when things get too hard. I want you to grow and bloom into a wonderful person as well. Getting tired? It's fine, baby. I'm sure you've been really stressed out from today. If you want, you can nap on my chest for a time being. I don't mind you squeezing them too. More than anything, I implore you and encourage you to do so. Comfy, sweetie? Good. I don't think I'll ever get tired of saying this, but I love you. I love you. I love you so, so much. Oh, sweetie, you're never a bother. I do mean it a lot. About a lot of things I say and such. I don't define you with your flaws or anything. Just because society think it's abnormal, who cares? I know you care, but just know that there are people out there that will love you for your flaws. And if someone decides to hate you for certain aspects or traits about yourself, well, they can just go and screw off. Because you yourself, you're special. You're different from 6 billion people on this planet. And of course, I don't think I'll ever find someone like you in this world. If it helps, you can drift off to my voice. You're an amazing, wonderful, and kind individual I have ever met. I want you to feel love and happy no matter what. You always make me feel so happy. Seeing you when I get home from work, waking up next to you, even listening to your cute snores when I wake up first, our nice little showers together too. I love it all. And when the day comes, I would be so happy to become your wife. Thank you for being a part of my life, darling. You mean so much to me, and I want us to be together forever. I love you. I love you. And I love you. And I love you. Love you so much, sweetie. Oh? Passed out, huh? You needed it. I love you, darling. Thank you for showing up in my life.